You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Rondo hands it off to Jackson. Jackson sees an opening, throws it away. Here comes Bridges. Bridges to Booker. Back to Bridges. Devin Booker with his first career triple-double. And he does it in the Western Conference Finals.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Yeah, that's right. BetQL.
Boom. What's up with that?
Bam.
Bang.
Yeah, I was hoping you would follow with something. Look, I did like Emeril Lagasse there. And then it's bet you, and then you put you better, you bet, bam!
Bam!
Or it's bet on jams tonight.
It's wrong.
The mallet is wrong.
It's raw. It's like nobody could cook a risotto on that show. It's like unbelievable. And I'm not saying I could cook one either, but I mean, these are supposed to be professional
Dude,
chefs.
I go to restaurants sometimes and order risotto. The professional chefs don't know how to make it. I never order it because
why does it get offered? Who would offer it then? It's like something, it's like the you know, something that perplexes chefs. And it's like, you know, we should put on the menu the thing I'm never confident I can make that I will now have to make 30 of every single night.
Rick brings up a great point in our show chat. RIP to how many salmon in the history of that show, which is funny because like salmon's, I guess it's very easy to make and have it be like passable, but maybe difficult to make well.
Is it? I know you're trying to give them a pass there, but scallops too. Scallops is just, can't leave them on for a very long time. That's like that's the entire thing.
I love scallops. If I've had scallops, let's say 50 times at restaurants in my life, I would say that they have been really good, like 5 to 7 times, like really good, like 5 to 7 only. And then okay for the majority.
So our advice to people going to a fancy restaurant is if you look at the menu and you see scallops and you see risotto, look at another page.
I'll order scallops. Scallops.
Okay,
I'm
so you'll still take the plunge. Even though they haven't been done very well, you'll take
risotto.
The scale.
Risotto, I will never order ever.
Okay.
I actually, as a quick aside, and then we'll get back to sports. When my girlfriend and I went to Japan, this is like a running joke with my friends. We talk about it so much. I'm like, did I ever tell you I went to Japan? It's like, you tell us all the time. Right. So we went to Japan and we had like straight up Japanese food for like the first like week we were there. Like every meal was Japanese. It reached the point where like we can't eat like sushi or like udon anymore, like fish. We went to an Italian restaurant in Kyoto in Japan.
Okay.
And the only thing that I thought looked like passable on the menu was risotto. And it was actually not, I have a picture of it on my phone. It was actually not that bad. So the last time I had risotto at a restaurant was in Japan, was in Kyoto, Japan. Bam.
Bam. Bang. Bing bong. All of those things. I like how you have a picture of it on your phone too. And that you remember that you have a picture of it on your phone.
Well, I don't know. There are times when I'm bored. Like if I'm like laying in bed and I can't fall asleep.
If I'm laying in bed, let me bring out that risotto real quick.
Well, it's more just like, I go through like pictures sometimes on my phone and like, I have like a million pictures from that trip and they're all great.
Sure.
Bring back good memories. So kind of
absolutely
jog the old mental Rolodex. Anyway, Eli Herskovich is back as the executive producer of You Better You Bet. We actually have not heard Eli's voice yet on the show by design.
It was a good hour.
Actually, it's the best hour.
It's a great hour. It's actually one of the better hours.
So there he is. Eli, we will hear from Eli fully And then in 40 minutes, we'll get a full recap of the weekend that was for Eli Herskovich. Eli's obviously going to be a huge part of the show moving forward, Power Hour. And, you know, we'll bring him in and he'll be woven back into the fabric of You Better You Bet here on a daily basis. If we bring him on now, we're going to get way sidetracked. And like, we got to talk about the Western.
We'll do zero basketball. We've already done Rizzotto. We're going to do no basketball if we bring him on.
Eddie Olchik's going to join us in 20 minutes. NHL on NBC to talk about both conference finals right now, or whatever the hell they're calling it, the semifinals here, and how to make money on them. Spoiler alert, I lost money last night to the Montreal Canadiens. That was absolutely no fun. But we're going to get into the Western Conference breakdown in just a second here. But first, Ken, we got to tell everybody about our friends over at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, because Ken, other sites, they offer a big bonus. Love big bonuses. But then they make you play 10, 25 or more times to actually get your cash. That's bogus. With Bet Rivers, it's simple. You play once and it's yours, always. Industry-leading play-by-play betting options, point-by-point, instant betting, at-bat, shot-by-shot. Always a game on to watch at BetRivers.com. Soccer, tennis, basketball, hockey, Ken Barkley's favorite, table tennis. It's a big table tennis guy. And more. Players earn rewards with every bet. Ken redeemed earned bets for free bets and more in Bet Rivers' unique bonus store. So bet with a trusted team that puts you first, because when you win at Bet Rivers, they pay fast. And now it's even faster with Rush Pay instant approval for withdrawals. Remember, today, Monday, you can get a 20% live profit boost. That means once the game tips off or a first pitch is thrown, any of your bets on that game will receive a 20% profit boost. Yeah, that's what live betting is. Fast payout approval, superb customer service. The real one knows. Real ones know. It's your hometown
sports book. The real one knows. Seek him out, whoever he is. He's probably going to.
I don't know. This is like the Dalai Lama. This is all new. Buddha. And today and today only in Illinois, you can get the Cubs to score 2+ runs in 2 or more innings at +250. That was priced at +200. And today and today only in Colorado, you can get the Broncos to come in first or second place in the AFC West at +130. That was +105.
Okay. What's dead last? Can we get an odds boost on that?
Like, here's our suggestion. Here's our boost for you. Don't make that bet.
Boost the amount of money already in your bank account by keeping it there.
And we are boosting your belief in us here on the show. Don't make that bet on the Denver Broncos. And if you are going to, you make it over at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. Okay. Eli, I'm not doing that full read at this. We can't do that.
Why not?
On the show. It's too much.
That was like 3 minutes.
It's way too cumbersome. We got to like chop it up. We got to like make this a little better. Okay. So the Western Conference final, Ken Barkley. Suns beat the Clippers yesterday, 120 to 114.
Sure did.
No Chris Paul, no Kawhi Leonard. Yeah, just par for the course in this wild and wacky NBA postseason. I actually thought, and I know he's got a 70-point game under his belt, I thought this was the best game given the stakes Devin Booker's ever played. Like, super duper duper star in the Pantheon. We'll see if he gets there permanently, but like, that was a Pantheon performance last night or afternoon. 40, 13, and 11. Triple-double for Devin Booker. Paul George, 34. Reggie Jackson, 24. Not enough. Phoenix takes a 1-0 series lead. Your impressions, Ken, of game one yesterday with the Suns and the Clippers?
You mentioned Booker's performance. I'm sure a lot of people had a similar like vibe starting to watch the telecast that I did. And it's grand presentation, right? Because obviously ESPN has Western Conference Finals, TNT has Eastern Conference Finals. So this is it. Like, for ESPN NBA coverage, this is it. So you get full pregame show. You get Breen Van Gundy and Jackson. You get Rachel Nichols on the sideline. You get the full, like, the AAA team of everything. And then they do the starting lineups. And the game starts, and I got to be honest, within 3 minutes, I was like, this feels like a regular season game. It just I got nothing here to watch this. Like, I have a couple bets. I didn't bet very much in game one, and usually in game one of a series, I won't bet a ton prop wise. I just like to see kind of like what the new matchups are going to be and if there's anything to take advantage of. But I'm watching, I'm just going, this is tough. Like, this is a tough watch. Yeah, and the crowd did their best to try to make it an entertaining experience, obviously. But Booker like saved the watchability of the game, honestly, because he was so good. And you actually, by the third, fourth quarter, I actually got really into the game because, first of all, it was close. But second of all, because Booker was so outstanding, it like you kind of forgot a little bit that there were two other super duper stars not playing in the game. And it kind of got me through game one from just a watchability standpoint, just an NBA fan standpoint, because it was a little rough at the start from a series.
I disagree
and a game
with
standpoint.
That. I disagree real quick with
you're
that.
You're all in? You're all in on Clippers Suns?
I don't know if I'm like all in the way like you could be if like Chris Paul and Kawhi Leonard are playing.
Half in?
But it was a well-played game. Like you mentioned,
that's usually not something you say when you're excited about something. You don't say it was well played,
but was a good game. Breen elevates it. There was drama. Obviously, right. The crowd's going nuts. Booker was celestial. Like, I get what you're saying. Like,
but that wasn't the first quarter. But that's my whole point was that you got into it eventually.
Fair enough. Booker fair
was
enough.
So outstanding.
I just felt like good. I just felt like the whole thing, like when you look at the entire package, to me, like it felt big. But I totally get what you're saying without Chris Paul and Kawhi there.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
If you looked at your clock, and it was 3:37, and you go with most sporting events, like if it was game 7 of like Bucks Nets, you'd have been like, oh my God, I missed like the first 3 minutes of the game. Like, this is outrageous. Like, oh my God, like, what was I doing? I wasn't looking at my clock. With this one, you would have been like, eh, like, yeah, I'll tune in. Let me see what the score is. Like, I'll be all right.
Let's see what campaign's
doing. I didn't miss a lot. Right. That's just the kind of, that's the setup that we have because of the injuries that we have. And I, speaking of injuries, and I'm sorry to make every single discussion about this, but it's actually, if you followed us on the show and we've won a lot of money betting a lot of these games, injuries have obviously defined the postseason, and the Clippers suffered another one yesterday, and it's important. And we don't know if Marcus Morris is going to be playing. We have no idea if he's going to play in game 2. We've had murky status updates, did not play very minutes in game 1, got hurt. People are wondering, like, why did DeMarcus Cousins play so much? Like, what was up with that rotation? Well, because one of the most important players on the new Clippers rotation got hurt. And we don't know what his status is going forward. And without him, and this would sound so absurd to say a couple months ago, right? When you have Kawhi Leonard and, you know, if with any of these teams, you lose like a Marcus Morris. Because, well, that's it. Final nail in the coffin. But that's like, he matters. And the reason that he matters is that the Clippers had a lot of success against Utah by sort of rediscovering their identity without Kawhi Leonard using a small ball lineup, right? Everybody kind of remarked on it. It was, you know, Gobert. All of the jokes were made at his expense because Terrence Mann is just shooting, you know, corner three after corner three after corner three. Paul George is basically playing like the five in their defensive scheme, which is wild. Had a million rebounds in a couple of the Utah games. Like, this was something that was working. This was awesome. Okay, well, we can bring that into the Phoenix series, even if it's in small quantities in game one. But like, when it comes down to it, game 5, game 6, game 7, this is something we could put out there that like, this can be successful. This is a really good idea. Okay, the problem is, like, you have to have Morris as part of that. And even in the minutes yesterday where they played it, and it was very limited, the number of minutes where they played this small ball five-person lineup with Morris in it, they were plus in the game, in a game that they lost. This was a plus situation for them. If that goes away, I actually think Ty Lue's done an insanely good job in this postseason. I don't think that's an outlier opinion. I think a lot of people think he's done a great job. Are there any adjustments left at this point, or are you just out of ammo, right? Like, what else can you do? You basically reinvented your team.
Yeah, well, you get some deer antler spray for, right? For Kawhi. Get him some spider tack or something, whatever the hell it is. Yeah. Whatever the kids are using these days, whatever it is.
So I think it makes it really tough without knowing Morris's status to give you like a, oh, the Clippers do have a chance to win the series. Because there's a lot of opponents where, I mean, let's be honest, the Clippers in the first two rounds did this exact thing. Like, lost game one, lost game two, became a huge price to win the series against Utah, you know, dog to win the series against Dallas. And shortened the rotation, shortened the number of guys who were playing, and kind of discovered a way to beat their opposition. The problem this time is that you might not have Morris as part of it. You already don't have Kawhi. And later in the series, as you're starting to maybe round into form and turn into something that can, you know, an A-plus version of your team for the rest of the series, Chris Paul is going to come back. And Phoenix is going to get way better. So the series doesn't feel like it functions like the last two. You and I loved the Clippers down 0-2 against Utah. Bet them a lot. Like, couldn't have loved them more. I bet them in almost every game. We had them in game 6 on Friday night. So there were a lot of reasons to like them. When I look at this series, I do struggle to see a way in which it can play out the same way as the Dallas series and play out the same way as the Utah series. If Morris is going to be hurt, and obviously Kawhi seems like he's still not going to come back, and we'll wait and see. And Paul's going to come back, and they were able to win game one without him. Felt like a game the Clippers had to have, even though their MO has been to lose these game ones.
You better, you bet. BetQL, Costos Barkley here is on the newly expanded BetQL here on a Monday. Eddie Olczyk's going to join us in the next segment from the NHL on NBC to break down both NHL conference finals, semifinals, whatever the hell they're calling it. We look forward to that. Let's talk about game two. Ryan McDonough, Odyssey Sports NBA insider, was on at the end of hour number one. And McD said something that I know you disagree with because you typed it in the chat. McD said he liked the Clippers in game two, but he likes the Suns to come back and win the series. Sounds to me like, Ken, I don't know if put words in your mouth, that you like the Suns to cover potentially here in game number two tomorrow night. Suns a 6-point favorite total here at 224, Clips plus 190 on the money line. Now, we will give our full breakdown of this game tomorrow on the Power Hour, which stays in its normal time slot despite our time change, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Sounds to me, Ken, like you like the Phoenix Suns a little bit in game number two.
I do. And there's obviously two really obvious questions that have to be answered. One is Chris Paul out of COVID protocol. That'll affect the number for the game and all the props for the game. And we'll have to make decisions off that. Number two is Morris playing, which I just explained is like kind of a significant deal for the Clippers. Let's say we get the most likely outcome, which is Paul, no, Morris, yes, but it's ineffective. So it ends up kind of looking like game one. I think that's the most likely expectation right now. I think there's a chance Morris doesn't play, but we'll assume he plays. I don't know what the adjustments are for the Clippers necessarily out of this. Okay. Like, you already have Morris, who's hurt. Like, all of the other five-man combinations were pretty rough. You can play Zubats more. You can play Rondo even more. You play, like, 20, 25 minutes. Like, okay, Kennard can play a little bit more. I just think, like, the totality of what Phoenix is playing at home and what their rating should be at home is, like, they can overcome a no Chris Paul in an individual single-game situation. Like, for a season, can they do it? No. For a whole postseason, can they do it? No. They'd be way worse. But in this series specifically, like, Booker played point guard so much in the old Phoenixes, basically the pre-Chris Paul era, handled the ball so much, had to play make so much, and he did not have very good teams.
He was, yesterday, Ken, he was Devin Booker and Chris Paul yesterday. When he needed to be, he was Paul when he needed to be, and he was himself when he needed to be. That was an electric performance yesterday.
Right, and so if he's able to do a lot of the playmaking and make up for Paul's absence, then I think it's going to play out a lot like it did in game one, honestly. And that was a pretty good game from the Clippers in game one. They made 23s in that game. Like, I know Morris didn't play the full time, but, like, that was, like, a pretty – and it still wasn't enough. And, like, I don't know. When the Clippers have shown you that early in a series on the road, they're very likely to not cover and lose in these situations. I don't know why this game specifically we would be like, well, this one's going to be different. I would actually think we actually see more of the same of what we saw. If Morris misses the game and the market probably won't adjust a ton off that, I would love Phoenix in that game, like, even more than I like them already.
Are you going to ride the train in game two? Are you back on choo-choo Devin Booker over rebounds after his how many 13 rebound performance? 13. I'm listening in the car yesterday to the game, and it's like every single possession rebound by Booker, and I'm like, man, I wish I bet everything I lost on the Nets. I wish I had bet on this.
We had it so much the last couple series. I just like to take game one and make sure it's going to be the same. Yeah, I mean, we're all systems go on that. If it's going to be 5.5 again, I just, like, at what point is it not 5.5? Like, can we just, like, is there any common sense involved in some of this stuff? It's just an easy bet. If it's going to be 5.5 again, it's an easy bet. If it's going to be something different, we can obviously have that discussion.
And also, like, you know, we've been spending most of our lives living in a pra-less paradise. First, Paul's not going to play. I don't know that you can make the Devin Booker pra high enough for me to not take it. Because he's awesome. Denmark just scored again. 2-0 Denmark. Let's go. Let's get off to a good start here on a Monday. Quick break, and on the other side, Eddie Olczyk joins us, NHL on NBC. We will talk the Canadiens and the Golden Knights in tonight's Game 5 between the Islanders and the Lightning.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.